Welcome, everybody, to episode 497 of RP Grinders. I am your host, Frank Branch, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Episode 497, guys. How you doing? Nothing.
The week's over.
Yeah, it's over. It's done. What about you, Break? How was your week, man? He's like, this sucks. I don't know what's going on. I think we must have lost Break. Break, are you there? Yep, we lost Break. Oh, well. Let's try to get Break back on the line, but we'll go ahead and get started with the news, Eric.
Okay, from U.S. PlayStation blog, it's got a bunch of Spike Chunsoft announcements on here. I could have done individual articles, but I don't want to not talk about all of them, since they're mostly all visual novels anyway.
Yeah, go for it.
But, four new reveals from Spike Chunsoft at Anime Expo 2018. This is as early as yesterday, but, we got a game called AI The Somnium Files. Anyways, director Kotaro Kikoshi, who did the Zero Escape series, is doing this one. It's his new project. Anyways, it's got Yusuke Kozaki, who did the Fire Emblem Awakening and Nor Heroes art, and he's also the lead. He's the lead character designer, but it's a detective noir style game. And it says it's a. It sounds like it's a straight up visual novel.
Yeah, yeah. I looked at the trailer. Looks semi interesting.
There might be like Snatcher related like segments where you get to shoot things, though. So who knows?
That's cool.
It'd be nice if they had like a Snatcher spiritual successor.
Yeah, yeah. That would be cool. What else?
Anyways, there's also Yuno, which is the game we've talked about before, but the game's coming to the PS4. I'm pretty sure there's a PSC version, but it doesn't say anything about that coming out. But this would be the edited version of the game that didn't have any adult content in it, but apparently the game's story is good enough that it doesn't really need it. But Steins Gate Elite, which apparently has a delay.
Yeah, it also has what looks like a llama involved. Which
there's a llama man sequence, which I think was only part of the anime, which is why I'm not familiar about it showing up in the actual original game.
Yeah,
or it has something to do with the linear bounded phenogram game, because it's apparently coming with the game, which has scenarios that weren't in the original story, so that's probably where it's from.
Yeah. Anything else, Eric, on that?
But there's also, this is, I think giving us linear bounded phenograms release, PS4 release, somehow is an apology for the lack of a PS4 version in the store anywhere right now. But there's also a date for 428 Shibuya Scramble, which I think I actually have on here.
Yeah,
I'm going to delete that.
Yeah.
It's going to come out on September 4th, which is right around the same time the Japanese releases.
Yeah.
Although I think the Japanese release is on Friday, because they get their game releases on Friday.
Yeah. Looks okay. I looked at the little trailer, and it looks like it has a comedic undertone to it, which is always fun.
It's apparently a remaster, because it came out like a long ass time ago.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, that's weird. I did not know this game came out a long time ago. We had talked about this game before, but it's interesting.
But it's got FMV sequences in it. Yeah. Live action FMV sequences.
Yeah, yeah. It looks good. It looks okay. All right, go ahead and do the next story, Eric, while I get break back on the horn here. I think he's having problems.
Anyways, we got Skullgirl's second encore is coming to Switch. It says, doesn't say anything about new features, so it's probably just a straight up port. Although I can imagine you can play with the Joy-Cons separated from the screen.
Yeah. Looks good, man. I saw the trailer before we got on the air, and I like the visual style for sure. It's got a
It's
killer.
also like when it originally released, it was one of the pricier fighting games that was released digitally. It was like $30, I think.
Yeah. It looks good though. I mean, it's looks like a good fighter.
They're also these are this is a company that's also making that RPG called Indivisible.
Ah, well, it looks good. I don't know. I'd be interested.
I hope I can contact these people because the last time I tried to email about them about Skullgirls, I got nothing from them.
Yeah. Well, try again. That's all you can hope for, man. All right. Next story comes to us from RPG site Dragon Mark for Death, set to release this winter for the Nintendo Switch. Inti Creates has announced that Dragon Mark for Death, as I said, is set to release this winter. Publisher also released a new trailer for the side-scroller action RPG detailing the game's storyline and four playable characters. Dragon Mark for Death was re-announced in summer 2017 during Nintendo's Nindies showcase. Up to four players can play cooperatively in both local and online co-op modes, with each player controlling a different member of the Dragonblood clan. Official website has been updated with more information, which can be found here. Eric, this sounds like a perfect game for you and I to get, and maybe a couple listeners, maybe Break if he ever gets a Switch. What do you think? Yeah, this is exactly what I want to do. I want to play with people online RPGs, but solid RPGs. So I don't know. Looks interesting. Looks good. It's kind of got an old school vibe to it, which is cool. What do you think, Eric?
Yeah, I'd say this is another hit for the developer.
Yeah, looks okay. I'm totally down. All right, Eric. Next story.
And some updates from Moonlighter, which is a game I still have to write a review for. But I just been doing other things, and this week I didn't even get around to writing reviews because I was either too tired after work because it was so hot, or I saw a movie, or I went to too deep into Xenoblade 2, which resulted in me staying up until like it was time to go to bed. And
Yeah.
now I'm finally done with the game, so I don't have to do that crap anymore.
Yeah, that happens, man. It definitely happens. So, Moonlighter, what is Moonlighter, Eric?
Moonlighter is a hybrid roguelike and shop simulator, just like the article says. And I'm not really keen on the whole roguelike aspect, and I don't know, I feel like I'd much for a game that sort of plays like Zelda. I'd much rather it have some kind of narrative, and I need like some kind of barometer to see how well I'm actually doing. So it's like one of the weaknesses I can slam against the game.
Yeah.
It
Well, I
plays
mean,
well and it's fun, but it's at the same time it's like I feel like everything I'm doing is kind of meaningless.
gotcha. All right, well, let's move on to the next story.
If I can write a review for a game and within like an hour of just playing it, it tells me that there's not a whole lot to the game has to offer other than its initial premise.
All right, let's move on to the next story from RPG site. NIS America releasing
Oh yeah, I
RPG.
didn't mention any of the things.
Go ahead, man.
I went off on a tangent, but the couple updates are gonna be like There's going to be more availability for more stock in your game, so that you can put more stuff in your shop. Also, 50 new room distributions. So like there'll be more room patterns, so that your visits to the randomly generated dungeon out of boredom, because why not design levels? I'd much rather have like levels have a set design and then have like the item distribution be random.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, having more variety is nice. So there's going to be a new game plus option, and with increased difficulty level, so it's like Dark Souls. Okay.
Yeah.
But companion update. So you can bring I guess a CPU partner to help you on your journey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the custom game, a set of options will allow you to modify certain game parameters. Well, that might be interesting. I could potentially tweak the game in my favor.
Yeah.
If I don't feel like messing with its bullshit.
Yeah, there's something to be said about that, like finding things to make the gameplay in your favor. So maybe.
But trouble update, which I guess are like challenge bosses.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else, Eric?
That's pretty much it.
All right. Next story, speaking of levels, comes to us from RPG site. NIS America releasing RPG Maker MV for the PS4, Xbox One, and Switch in 2019. Nifty trailer that I just played. I don't know. This is, I mean, for those creative types, this is a perfect application.
Hopefully it's a lot more robust than the 3DS version I reviewed a while back.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be nice. All right, next story, Eric.
Next story is from, hold on a second, it's from RPG site. The Prince's Guide finally comes westward in 2019. This game was originally named as Your Fortnite Princess Training Story. Or Princesses, sorry.
Okay.
But that's kind of a mouthful. Just calling it The Prince's Guide is much more efficient.
Yeah. All right.
But says it combines real-time action combat with tactical elements as the player gives commands to 104 princesses from different nations. Will feature Japanese audio with English subtitles, so they're not even going to bother dubbing it. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
A limited edition is available on IS, store, because why not? But that'll cost you $60. I think the actual game's $40. Or the standard edition.
Yeah.
But it'll be available for Switch and PS4. And this limited edition comes with an official soundtrack, a hardcover art book, and four knights playing cards. And a Glory of the Prince's Knights tear resistant poster and a collector's box.
Yeah. Another one of these unnecessary collector's editions, if you ask me. I do like the soundtrack. The art book is okay, but the
rest... And you could tell it's definitely coming out in 2019 because they haven't actually started localizing yet, because all the photos they're using here are from the Japanese version.
Yeah, yeah. All right, next story, also from NIS. Caligula Effect Overdose to the PS4, Switch, and Steam in 2019, and of course, another limited edition with soundtrack, official hardcover art book. That's nifty. Hardcover's always nice.
The interesting thing here is a Switch and a PC release, because I think Overdose originally released on PS4 in Japan.
Yeah, and it's got really cool... Actually, this is a cool bonus. It's got a, quote, beautiful lies, tear-resistant poster. And a collector's box. But I like that, the idea of a terror resistant.
I'd say don't bother with the game, because even with the improvements of this version, it's not enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the game's gameplay is extremely lame, and it was only made worse on the Vita because it was slow and the load times.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well.
But I hear the stories gets interesting, but I mean the game's gameplay was enough that I didn't care enough to get to the story. But
Yeah.
there is an anime out there for those who are interested in the story, so I'll probably just watch that, and I've heard not bad things at the very least.
Yeah. All right, next story, Eric.
And this is a weird price point, $64.99.
Yeah, that is a weird
The
price.
limited edition.
Yeah. All right, what else we got?
We've got. Jeez, what happened to break?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm working on it.
P Cube is bringing Valtherian's Arc, Hero School Story to the PS4, Switch, and Steam in 2018. It's a blend of management simulation and real-time tactical RPG, where players will be asked tasked to manage a school, improving it by placing few new facilities and training students to send them on off on adventures. And developed by an Indonesian game studio, Agate, this is the first game in the series to be heading to consoles after they have previously released two Valtherian game arc games for the PC browsers.
All right. Yeah.
Harry Potter tycoon, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. But, I mean, there's a market for it for sure. You know what else there's a market for, Eric? Shenmue 1 and 2 set to release on August 21st. I'm not excited. I do like the original Shenmue and Shenmue 2. They were kind of the first open world, type games on the Dreamcast. But I think the time has passed for Shenmue 1 and 2. I want the rest of the story. You know what I mean? But they're coming, what was the date? August 21st. So are you excited to get this collection or no, Eric?
No, I mean, I'll probably get it when it's on sale, but
Yeah, I would.
now you hear all the bad English dubbing again, and then promptly switch to Japanese dubbing.
It's fun to make fun of the dubbing in that game for sure. So all right, next story comes to us from Siliconera. Netflix makes Castlevania Agretsuko and what?
It's Retsuko and aggressive, so it's Agretsuko.
That's what I said. Agretsuko. An Ultraman announcement at Anime Expo 2018. So Agretsuko will launch in 2019. Cannon Busters will launch April 1st, 2019. Castlevania's second season will launch October 26, 2018. That's the big news there. That's awesome.
Oh, there's more. There's
I'm
Godzilla.
listening. Dude, let me finish the story, dude. Jesus.
Those aren't big. That's all. I'm giving you trouble, man.
You are giving me trouble. Dragon Pilot from Bones will launch September 21st this year. Godzilla City on the Edge of Battle from Gen or Urobuchi will launch on July 18th, 2018. Kengan Ashura will launch 2019. Ultraman from Kenji Kamiyama, Shinji Aramaki, Production IG, and Solid Digital will launch in spring 2019. Where's
I'm
Breakman?
glad we're getting Ultraman anything.
Yeah, where's Breakman when you need to have
And then they could do the Ultraman Godzilla crossover
Yeah.
anime.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Eric, next story, and then I'll try to get
I don't think I've ever heard of Cannon Busters or Dragon Pilot, though.
Yeah. All right. Next
I need to
story.
watch the other Godzilla movie too.
Yeah.
As
Exactly.
well as Agretsuko. But Yuna and the Haunted Hot Springs is getting a roguelike RPG on PS4 in Japan on November 15th. This is the weekly jump manga Yuna and the Hot Springs by Tadahiro Miura is getting a week an anime adaptation on July 14th, and also getting a roguelike RPG by publisher Furyu in November in Japan. But
Right.
it's a Okay, the name of the full game is Yuna and the Hot Springs Steamy Labyrinth. Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah.
It's one of those.
Yeah.
But more like it's a lewdy fan servicey manga that's getting an anime and now it's getting a game.
Yeah.
But it's a roguelike RPG where you'll take on dungeons with story parts at intervals, like, you know, any roguelike.
Yeah, yeah.
But, actually, most roguelikes don't have stories, but,
Yeah.
But, it'll come some sexy minigames as well as some original story that's fully voiced. At least they aren't skipping on the voice acting budget.
Yeah, and sexy story. You had me at sexy story, so that might be interesting. All right.
Oh, wait. The limited edition will come with special double-sided pillow covers.
What is that? This is
a mini visual guidebook and a download code for an original costume. Oh, and those who pre-order the game get a download code for two original weapons, the body soap and Bokurun costume.
I like that. Those are good bonuses. But what is up with the double-sided pillow cover? I've seen this this in a pre, like a.
I wonder if it has an image that spans to both sides or something.
Maybe. All right. Next story comes to us from Silicon Era. Mercenaries Wings headed to PS4 and Switch this fall in Japan, which means we'll probably get it 2 years later. It's getting its first. Well,
considering
game,
how long it took us to get the Mercenary Sagas games.
Yeah. Is getting its first new game in 7 years with Mercenaries False Phoenix that was revealed for Switch, but Ridian announced that it's also headed to PS4. It's been 7 years, blah, 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 and there you go. There's no trailer or anything of that nature as of yet. So, no date yet on that. And I believe that's the end of the news, right, Eric?
It just says fall 2018, so yeah. Who knows.
Did we, is that the last of the
news? It says in the West, the Nintendo Switch version was announced for the same release window minus the PS4 version.
Yeah.
Which I'm going to assume that we're not getting the PS4 version, but we're getting the Switch version instead.
Yeah, probably.
Or they don't have a date for the PS4 version yet. I don't know.
We'll see. All right, I believe that's the end of the news, Eric. We busted those out super fast. Trying to get Breakman back on. I don't know what's going on. He just, he was here and then he wasn't. Maybe he's having computer troubles. So we'll hope to get Breakman back on soon. Homie discounts, there's a fuck ton of discounts on the PlayStation Store, especially if you have Plus. I picked up Darksiders 1 and 2, I believe, for $1.99 and $2.99. So there's lots of great deals to be had on the PlayStation Store at the very moment. There's other shit too, like Assassin's Creed Origins for 30. I saw a bunch of stuff on there. I do you know of any more that I'm missing, Eric? I know there were.
I haven't been looking.
40%.
Can't really afford it.
Yeah. Final Fantasy VII looks like it's $9.59. Dishonored is on sale. Doom is on sale. There's a ton of shit on sale. Just go to the PlayStation Store and you will be amazed. All right. Let's see. No Twitter questions or comments because Break isn't here. But if he does show up, we'll go back to that. What have you been playing, Eric?
I finished Xenoblade 2, like I mentioned earlier, and just. That and more. Psychedelic the Black Butterfly.
Okay. That's it?
Yep.
Yeah, I've been playing this game called Painting.
Have you been playing Color of the Dinosaur?
No, it's called Painting the House, the inside of a house.
No, it's a sequel to Color of the Dinosaur.
Yeah, and it's kind of repetitive and boring.
You could simulate the experience further by playing Tommy Tallarico music.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, the fun thing about it is like, I get the added bonus of carpal tunnel syndrome from playing it. So it's kind of addicting. Like, you want to get finished with it, so you're, like, driven to get it done. Yeah. And it's watching paint dry. That's it's an awesome game. Yeah, no, I really haven't been playing too much. Just Marvel Puzzle Quest, a little bit of Word Cookies. I'm almost a legendary chef in Word Cookies, I'll have you know. So, you know.
I've never heard of Word Cookies.
It's just an anagram deal, like making words out of other words and, you know, shit like that. So, you have a couple of reviews to do, Eric. Why don't you go ahead with your first one?
First review is Fireworks, which is the latest film by animation studio Shaft. And I don't know how good of a marketing pitch this is, but it has the producer of Your Name, which is not the same as the director. So who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
But, anyways, it is a story about a kid whose name is, or his last name is Norimichi. I don't hear his name first. His first name often enough in the movie to commit it to memory.
Yeah.
And it's also partly due to the fact that the movie was kind of not very memorable. It's not a very good movie. Yeah. But it's not a very bad movie either. I mean, its only real good quality is that it's got high production values, which has come to be expected from Shaft. But it kind of reminds me a little bit in ways to Paprika, only Paprika was a little bit more interesting and had a more coherent plot line. Even despite all its weirdness.
Yeah.
But because, like, by the end of the movie, they kind of leave it open-ended, but they kind of let you figure out what happened. But at the same time, you never learn where this thing he finds, or rather, there's just, like, this little ball orb thing that's found by Narumichi's classmate, Nazana. And she finds it, and basically she is having issues at home and doesn't want to move, and runs away. And then they go off somewhere, but she gets caught. She drops the ball. He picks it up. He throws it out in frustration after having an altercation with his friend. And then he finds out that the day is looped back to a specific point to before that stuff happened, and he retains at least some recollection of what happened before, so he pieces together that stuff is familiar, so he gets to do things differently.
Okay.
And the movie's basically about, like, escapism, even though it's like running away from your problems is temporary and eventually you have to face reality. But that message is kind of undercut by the fact that I think they actually got what they wanted at the end.
Okay.
They got to live in a world where they didn't have to deal with the bullshit in their lives.
Well, that's what we all want from life. All right, man. What are you giving Fireworks?
I'm gonna give it a 5.5.
5.5. Okay, just slightly above average. So. There you go. All right, what your next one, Eric?
Yeah, I basically spoiled the whole reason to see the movie because it's not that great.
Yeah. All right.
And then again, the only other day you could possibly see it in theaters, which would be in the dub track, would be tomorrow.
Okay.
But I saw I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka, which is a 1988 film starring Keenan Ivory Wayans.
Yes. Yes, you did, my friend. And what is your impressions of I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka?
It is basically Keenan's take on the blaxploitation film industry basically went from the mid-60s to 70s.
Yeah. That's a very apt description of that movie, but it's very funny. There's lots of sight gags. So tell us about I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker, Eric.
Basically, it's got a very standard plot. Guy comes back from serving in the military, and apparently his brother died from overdosing on having too much gold.
Yeah.
Honest person.
I forgot about that.
And it's
that.
Basically a riff on the drug craze.
Yeah. Back in the
and,
80s.
And how people in the 80s, or especially black gangsters, would wear all the gold change and shit.
Yeah. And they had their own theme music,
almost
too.
As if it were a disease.
Yeah. Yeah. Golditis. All right. So did you like the movie, Eric?
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. So what do you give I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker?
I'm gonna give it an 8.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about right. It's a good movie. I highly recommend people watch it. It'd get an 8 out of 10 for me too. It's been a while since I've seen it. All right, and you have one final review, Eric.
I'm going to be doing a larger, proper review for this eventually when
okay.
I have free time, because I might prioritize the review code reviews I get more.
Okay, all right.
But Xenoblade 2 is the sequel to Xenoblade, but unlike Xenoblade, it has a completely separate storyline, but I think there might still be a connection between the two games that... makes them both canon, because I think the idea behind it is that they're taking place in alternate universes that were created by this one character.
Okay.
But, the game kind of hints to that.
Yeah.
But, which is a nice way of making a series without actually having to commit to them.
Yeah.
Being canonical to each other. But having a loose connection between them. By making different universes, but kind of like the different universes in Dragon Ball Super. But it initially starts out pretty slowly. The combat is seemingly less impressive than the first games, or even Xenoblade X. But because there's no... In Xenoblade X, I think the biggest draw for me with that in that game was that you could eventually get a mech and fight in that to change up the combat and to take on the larger enemies in the game. But this game plays more like Xenoblade, where you're walking on foot at all times. And it still has a chain attack combo system, but there are a few new wrinkles that make it more interesting that I think actually put it above the game. But the game itself does a bad job explaining how the different mechanics work, and it is a lot to take in. But like, there's this whole system where you can inflict status ailments on the enemies. Basically, like, they're called seals, and they're all elemental based, but they have different functions. Like, one of them's called stench, which makes it harder for enemies to pull off certain abilities. But and if you put a seal on an enemy, then you can enact a chain attack to do a couple series of elemental-based attacks based on your blades, which are basically your character's... it's kind of like Persona in a way, because like, you sync up with them and you do different attacks. They basically supply the power you need to do these attacks.
Okay.
But they're all elemental based, and the idea is to apply a seal, and then when you're in chain attack mode, to break those seals. And then once that happens, you'll do a massive amount of damage, and well, first you'll stack a multiplier up, and then the multiplier keeps coming up as you burst each seal. But like, if you hit the opposing element of that seal, you'll do twice the amount of damage.
Yeah.
You have to hit it 3 times, so it's like technically up to 2 times, but you do that enough times, you get a full burst, and if the enemy's near death, they'll like go into overkill mode, and that's how you get a lot of drops from the enemy. But it's because of this elemental system, it's a much better version of the chain attack system from the first game, where you basically had to use like color coded attacks of the same type and try to chain them together. Mm-hmm. Now it's much more easier to manage, and it's a lot more satisfying once you finally pull it off, and that's how you get the million HP worth of damage to your enemies.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool, man. It looks really good.
I only got to like close to a million because I was playing it easier, and it's actually harder to pull off damage multipliers because you usually kill the enemy before that can even happen.
Ah, gotcha. All right, so what you given Xenoblade 2, Eric?
It's also got like an interesting story, like on the JRPG genre, because like a lot of JRPGs have the trope of like you end up finding out God's evil and then you kill him. In this game, it actually poses the question, what is God? Because I can understand why Nintendo decided to remove the God language by calling him the Architect instead of God, because once you get to the end of the game, you find out he's not really God anyway.
Spoilers. All right, so what are you giving Xeno?
Well, that's not much of a spoiler because it's a trope. It's like,
yeah. What are you giving Xenoblade 2, Eric?
I left all the minutiae of the plot, which is still very interesting. But I'm going to give this game a 9.5 out of 10 because the weak point for this game is probably the stupidest decision they have ever made by cashing in on the gacha craze, because there's this to get like the rare blades in the game, which are the unique blades, you have to use these things called core crystals. Mm-hmm. And even if you use something like a legendary core crystal, which the game should have like balanced it better, so like the legendaries were like guaranteed rare blade drops. Mm-hmm. Unless you got all the rare blades or something, but or provide like better stat bonuses for the common blades that you end up do getting, but that like basically all it does is improve your chances of getting a rare blade. But you can use those and a lot of these things called boosters, which influence which type of gear you or which type of blade you want. But even with that stuff, like you'll still probably not get the thing you want. And it's like, why should I like put up with gacha mechanics in a game that wasn't really designed for gacha mechanics? Yeah. You did it just because everybody else is doing it. Fuck you.
Yeah.
And like blades like Cosmos, which should have story related side quests to get them to get a guaranteed core crystal, would have been nice. But I mean, they're doing that for characters like Shulk and Fiora, but you need to buy the expansion pass to get that content.
Okay. 9.5.
And technically only done with it for now because the DLC story expansion isn't coming out until September.
Yeah. Well, sounds like it was a really good experience. 9.5 out of 10 for Xenoblade.
I spent 117 hours playing the game.
Yeah. Wow. That's how you know you have a real game, when you put that much time into it. All right, Eric, let's move on to our stinkos. What is your stinko this week?
My stinko is the problematic nature of the pre-order DLC. It's bad enough it's pre-order DLC bonuses.
Yeah.
But for My Hero Wants Justice, okay, I already told you how I hate the naming of this game because they couldn't secure the actual name of the product. So they had to fudged by calling it just My Hero, but they didn't have the foresight to see that hyphenating My Hero and then splitting that between Once Justice, or at least putting Once Justice below My Hero, would have made sense, but they didn't do that. But anyways, it's got a release date of October 26th, and the pre-order bonus is Endeavor, who's a character who's he's the second pro hero after All Might. But the problem with that character, for reasons you'll learn in the show that I'm not going to spoil, all I can say is that he's, in my opinion, he's not a hero because he's not a good person. He's a pretty awful person, actually. And he kind of represents everything that's wrong with another character called Bakugo.
So what's your issue with this? Just that,
it's like, why would you like want people to get a DLC character that is supposed to be a hero and supposed to get people excited when he's a character you really wouldn't like? Yeah. This is almost as bad as the pre-order DLC for Berserk. I forget what the full subtitle of that game was, but they were offering a post-rape version of a character in that show.
Yeah.
Because she gets raped at some point in the story.
Yeah. I could see your issue with that. It even says, pre-order now to play as Endeavor and let the Hellflame consume the evil of this world. So maybe the Endeavor takes a turn for the better, I'm guessing. I
don't know. I've not read the manga, so I don't know if they ever actually approach that subject again. But
yeah.
We learn a little about another character's backstory through his son and how he came to get the scar on his face.
Yeah. All right. So I could see where that would be a stinko. Update on Breakman, his internet crashed and there's no ETA when it's going to get back up and running. So we'll probably have to go without Break the rest of the show. That's a definite stinko in my opinion. But my stinko of this week goes to the Trump rallies, and the people that support his racist rhetoric. He just did a rally in, I believe it was Minnesota, and he's still on the Pocahontas kick, calling Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas, and I mean he's beyond racist at this point. He is overtly out racist. Anybody that does not think that Donald Trump is a racist is probably a racist themselves.
He's also a bigot because he called Elizabeth Warren like he's basically making fun of the fact of that he said something about the Me Too generation.
Yeah, he's a bigot.
He's basically making light of women's problems.
Yeah. Well, he has a long history of this. I mean, you have that Access Hollywood tape where he said he grabs him by the pussy. What else hasn't this guy done or said? Like, I don't understand what the appeal to this guy is anymore. I understood it at the beginning because he said a lot of things that struck that chord, like drain the swamp. Getting rid of lobbying and all the shit that he ran on, that he did the opposite. I just don't understand why people don't view him as what he is. He's a racist. He's a white nationalist racist piece of shit. And the sooner that we get him out of there, whether it's we vote him out or he gets let out in handcuffs, preferably, the world will be a better and safer place. And hopefully we can learn our lesson from, for the most part, just, Wow, somebody just called me. I have no idea who Tom Caterno is. But, yeah.
Oh, I just heard some bad news.
What's that?
Steve Ditko, the co-creator of Spider-Man, has died.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Ditko's all-time great. Wyland's in chat. What's up, Wyland? I see you in there. I just don't know what it's going to take for him to get out of there. Is it going to be another election? What happens if he wins? You know? I mean, because nobody gave him a chance to win the first time around. I mean, who's to say that he couldn't win a second time?
Why can't we be like the UK, where if we don't like the way a president's doing his job, we kick him out?
Yeah. I'm not understanding why there's no remedy. And I just heard that he is making a new edict, if for lack of a better term, where he has autonomy over tariffs. And that's completely wrong. He shouldn't be able to do anything of that nature without congressional support or, you know, at least consult Congress when it comes to that. I just don't understand how much longer we got to deal with this guy. He's
the executive. He's not the judiciary or the other branch.
Yeah. No, I know, but he's doing things to make him sound like a dictator, and you know, it's just ridiculous. So my stinko definitely goes to Donald Trump and his rallies and the people that support his racist rhetoric. Let's go on to your sweeto, Eric, and then I'll try to get Brake back on the line.
I don't have any.
You don't have a sweeto? What? You have a Lulz or something, don't you?
Yeah, I've got two Lulz.
Go for it.
I kind of wish Freak Five were here because he's the one that showed me them, basically.
Yeah.
But one of them is a video I found on Facebook via a post, and basically, this family of bears just goes up to this pool and basically chills in it.
Let me go ahead and pull up the video so people can see this. Why really?
It's not playing.
No, it's
one. Should be broke everywhere.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man! I hate Facebook, man. Break. Are you back? Did we get you back, Break? Apparently not. Jesus Christ, man! That Tom Central keeps trying to call me. All right, I'm gonna try to get into chat. Yeah. I can't get into the picture or the video, but what's your other lulz?
The other one is another video, but we can actually – it's actually got an article attached to it, so we can just read the article. But
go ahead.
It says, criminal couple's harrowing attempt to escape convenience store features unbelievable number of plot twists. And basically says a man and woman visited King Street, Ready Martin, Spruce Grove, Alberta, Canada on Monday afternoon. The convenience store owner eventually called the police on suspicion the man had been using a stolen credit card. By the time a couple had left the store, they had lost a shirt and a shoe, gained a deep understanding of the store's layout, and earned themselves a smorgasbord of charges. Using a stolen credit card, resisting arrest, assaulting a police officer, attempting to disarm a police officer, resisting arrest from someone aiding the police, among others. But the best... the moment that happens in this video is when she climbs the top level of the store through the ceiling part, and because of her weight, she collapses the ceiling and ends up on the floor.
Oh, wow. Wow. Weird. Hey, Brake, do we have you?
Yeah, I'm on my phone. I don't like my internet came on for a split second, then went out again.
Yeah,
and now it's on. I can see the light on. So I don't flip it.
I love Spectrum.
Yeah. See, and you know what's fucked up is when I had their old shitty service when I was still on the Time Warner service. I never had this many problems.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on, but
I'm still on the Time Warner service technically.
Yeah.
Well, really? Yeah. You're getting ripped off then. You should be you can get better service or better speed, I mean.
Better lower service. Price.
Well, that requires I get a new modem.
Better service from
free.
Yeah.
I'm not paying for their modem on a rental.
I'm sorry, you do have to rent it per month, which is stupid bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. You can buy your own.
Buy my own.
But, yeah. All right. Yeah.
And typically, I'd be paying $5 more, but if it's a much better internet service, then
yeah,
I'll do it.
Breakman, do you have?
I'm glad I'm using my phone because the light just went out again. So.
Okay, no worries. So, what is your stinko this week, Break?
Broken, man, right now.
Hold on.
Well, I was about to do a podcast about an hour ago when my internet went out.
Yeah, no, exactly.
That's a very first world problem. My stinko goes to the faucet breaking on the side of my house and me not being able to plumb.
Yeah.
My plumber. Oh, I can't fix the outside faucet.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, anything to ruin your week, man. Yeah, the plumbing issues are always tough. Like, unless you're a plumber, you got to get a plumber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's rough.
All right. Did you have a sweeto this week, Brick?
Yes. Actually, I had two. One goes to 4th of July, my favorite holiday. 4th of July is my Christmas.
Yeah.
And the other one goes to... My acquiring the NES Classic.
Oh, you got one. Sweet.
Yes. There are no shortages this time. No artificial bullshit Nintendo did. They're not doing the same thing they did this time. There's plenty of stock. I was able to go into the store and get it. I didn't have to go searching for it or anything.
Nice. That's good. That's awesome, man. That's really cool. I wish they would come out with another Super Nintendo, because that's what I would be really, really interested in.
Well, I'm hoping that this sparks their interest for it, and maybe in the future we're going to see like bigger collections of these type things.
Yeah, that'd be nice, because people are already hacking the shit out of those things. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, and Mrs. Breakman refuses to play the NES one because it doesn't have Duck Hunt, so yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe in the future it'll give us a Duck Hunt.
Yeah, exactly. What have you been playing? I didn't get a chance to ask you, Break.
You didn't get a chance to ask me nothing, man, because my stinko, that internet thing.
Yeah.
God. Yeah, whatever. It figures it would happen right as the show started.
I know. Just when the show started, you petered out. I was like, where did Break go? I was like... I introduced you, and I'm like, dead silence. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, well, I was in my microphone going, hey, hello? What's going on?
Yeah.
I can see my modem from here, and the internet light was on at the time. So I'm like, oh, well, okay, I'm not having any problems. And then, like, I started clicking on web pages, and I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
So then I went to my phone to get my I went to the phone to call them and find out what was going on.
Yeah.
After I got on the phone with them, I got out the phone and realized I didn't have Skype on it, and then I had to download Skype and go through all their horse shit.
Yeah.
And then I called you, and when I was calling you, the internet light blinked on, so I hung up, got on my computer.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, let's go. And as soon as you called me, it died again. I'm like, motherfucking shit.
I know, it's crazy, man. Right.
Just sticking with the phone until the show's over.
Yeah.
So I've been playing phone tag, which is good.
Yeah, that's always fun. You know what I've been playing this week, Break? I didn't get a chance to tell you. A game, it's an awesome game. It's called Paint the House.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh. Yeah, well, no, you told us last week you were playing that game.
Yeah, I'm still playing it, but I've almost finished the game. So, I have a complaint. It's kind of repetitive. Not really much goes on when you're doing it. It's just a repetitive natured game.
If you use a cheat code called Sniffing the Paint.
Yeah. Yes. And
things happening.
Plenty. Yeah. Lots of stuff happens when that happens. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I've been playing. And Eric did a review of I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. Break. And...
Watch that. Hold on a moment. Before we move on of what you've been playing, because I've been playing Mortal Kombat 40 and Star Wars Battlefront.
Yeah.
I've been playing for the story mode in the Star Wars Battlefront, and I've gotten a little better at flying enough that I can beat the levels now.
Yay!
enough that I can go in multiplayer and actually kill somebody.
Yeah.
It's pretty sad.
I almost like, pulled...
Oh, my six, somebody help me! Fuck you.
I almost pulled the trigger and bought Battlefront 2, but decided not to. I did, however, I wish Freak 5 was in chat, because I got Friday the 13th. And, ooh. Yeah, I haven't played it yet.
I thought about getting that, but my problem is everybody I know who has it plays it on a PlayStation.
Yeah, so. I got it on the PlayStation because everybody has it on the PlayStation. You need to get a PlayStation, man.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. Ooh, the internet light's blinking again.
Oh, wow.
I'm not falling for it. I'm staying on my phone.
Yeah, exactly. We're almost done with the show anyways, man.
I'm happy with the games I'm playing right now, and I still got like a stack of other games to play, so I don't know if I'm gonna wanna play anything else, you know, anytime soon, like buy anything else, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got plenty to play, man. I mean, I just bought a bunch of games on that PlayStation sale that they're having. I want to get a couple more. There's one I know for sure people should pick up. If you got PS Plus, pick up Rogue Galaxy. It's a great game.
I need to see if Xbox is having a holiday sale. I didn't even check that.
Yeah.
You can also save your money and just buy Octopath Traveler next week.
Yeah, Octopath Traveler is coming out.
And if you haven't bought it already, there's Captain Toad Treasure Tracker. Yeah. And I don't know why my voice is repeating.
Yeah.
Is that for every system? I thought that was a Switch exclusive.
I think it is.
No, Switch 3, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, hey, no. Octopath Traveler is Switch, but the other one is...
Break, is your internet up and running? Can we call you on your regular internet?
I don't trust it. Why?
Okay, because we're like hearing echo.
What if I got really close to the phone and talked? Like this.
No, we're echoing on your phone. It's weird.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I'll hang up and we'll try again because I hear a train coming anyway.
I'll try to get you.
Okay, train's coming. Gotta go.
All right, later.
Later.
All right, I'll try to get Break back in a second. Wow, I heard the train. Wyland says they're reading some stuff about the Predator reshoots. There are even more changes detailed with the latest cut, including additional scenes that connect the Predator to the previous films, including Alien versus Predator. Yeah, that's...
She should do everything in your power to get away from that fucking movie.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah.
This is like Aliens Covenant bad.
Yeah.
I never saw Covenant. Like, I just... After Covenant's the third good. Aliens, I was like, you know what? I'm done until I know they're going to get it right.
Covenant is
from
good.
From what I saw of, like, the what was that other Aliens that came out? Like Alien, was it called 4?
Resurrection.
Yeah.
Resurrection. That one looked terrible.
That one was awful. Yeah. I liked 3.
Just the previews that looked terrible. I'm like, no, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm like,
actually,
you nailed it with the first two movies. Why'd you fuck up?
I like the third movie. The third movie gets a bad rap. There was just, they need a better cut of that movie. I heard there were some deleted scenes that
The third movie was made just to sell toys.
I like the third movie quite a bit.
I did not.
I saw the fourth, like the previews for the fourth movie, and it actually looked good from the previews. And then I saw it, and I was like, wow, that was a big waste of money.
Yeah, that was kind of how I felt. Like Alien vs. Predator, like Jesus
Christ. Yeah, that was bad.
Like, what is this horseshit?
It could have totally been way
better.
Is
Predator a good movie?
Yes, the original Predator is
a
good movie.
No, I'm talking about, like, Predator, not the Predator.
No, you mean Predators? It's Predators.
Yeah, Predators is a good movie.
I liked it. I actually enjoyed Predators. And yeah, I heard Predators. There is going to be a sequel to it at some point.
Yeah. Hey,
the new one comes out. It's coming out soon because I did see a pretty good trailer for it.
Yeah.
They kind of ruin their surprise in it, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous. So, like, why do you... I'm getting sick of...
You should just stop watching trailers. That's
I know. I think I'm going to have to, because they're becoming so spoilerific, it's ridiculous.
I'll go to the theater, and once the fucking previews start, I'll step out.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'll listen to it by earshot, and once I know the trailers are over, I'll walk back in.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I totally agree.
The trailers are just, it's getting off hand. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And it's not spoiling anything, because the trailer already spoiled it. Like, basically there's a predator on Earth, and he's being hunted by something, but then they show later in the trailer he's being hunted, or actually they showed earlier in the trailer he's being hunted by another predator.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, well, gee, thanks for that. Thanks for ruining your special secret.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't get your thoughts on my Stinko break, but...
Oh, I didn't hear... I want to hear more about his review of... but, yeah, what's your Stinko?
My Stinko was the Trump rallies and the people that support his racist rhetoric. I was watching CNN, and they had this guy on that... I mean, the question was posed, is Donald Trump a racist, right? Very simple question with a very simple answer. The answer is yes, all right? He has a very long history of being anti-Semitic, anti-black, anti-minority, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
The only color he likes is green.
Yeah. It's money. Not even that. Yes. I mean, I think that is such a stupid question to ask, because it's so blatantly obvious. But this guy, his last name was Jennings. He still doesn't believe that Trump is a racist. And I'm like, I don't know what else this dude has to do. Lynch somebody in front of you to make you believe that he, you know, hates black people, hates Jewish people, hates anything other than white people. Like, what else does he have to do? And you know what? He doesn't even like white people.
I was going to say, he doesn't really like us very much either.
Yeah.
The only color he likes is green.
Yeah, and he's not as rich.
He loves himself.
Yeah.
That is it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he even really loves his own family.
I agree. Except for maybe Ivanka, but he'd like to fuck her. You know what I mean?
God, I don't even want to go there. That's so gross. Yeah.
I know. He's disgusting. He's a disgusting human being. Are we going to have to wait another 4 years after he finishes out this term?
If the opposition doesn't get its shit together, I mean, who is like the front runner right now as competition to him?
Bernie Sanders.
Who is, you know, in his 70s and getting older.
Yeah.
Just like the jackass in an office, but that's not the point.
Yeah, but he's a much better version of a 70-year-old.
But he does look older because of all the plastic surgery and shit that Trump's done to himself to make himself look a bit younger.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He's going to use that as his advantage. I know, if it's against Bernie again.
And if Trump weighs 230 pounds, then I have some Oceanside land to sell you in Colorado.
Yeah, that guy, I like how he basically wrote his doctor statements.
Yeah,
for
yeah. I'm 6 foot
three.
He's
in the greatest of health. He has great genes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, great genes can be ruined by McDonald's breakfast, dinner, and lunch, and no exercise.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, because it's been shown, like, some people do have like great genes, metabolism, where they can eat whatever they want. Mm-hmm. As long as they work out and stuff like that, but Trump doesn't fucking work out.
Yeah,
getting on the golf course and riding your cart to the next hole is not count as working out.
Yeah, exactly. What a stark contrast from the last president that we deal with.
He makes the last president look good, and he wasn't, which is ridiculous.
I agree. I totally agree. I agree with that. Let's see. What else did you miss here, Brake? My sweetos, I'm almost done playing the painting game. I'm almost done. I got maybe...
So is it like Splatoon?
Yes, exactly like that, only minus the fun and add carpal tunnel in there. And that, that'll...
Yeah, and no guns to spray the paint either. It's just a bunch of brushes.
Yeah, exactly. So, Brake, you wanted to know Eric's review for I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka. He gave it an 8 out of 10, Eric. Did you have anything else to add?
Pimp of the Year.
That's a great movie, man. I think that's an underrated comedy. I think more people should see
it. I miss spoofs, you know? Yeah. Like they don't make enough spoofs.
Or when they do, they're
What's that?
When they do, they're terrible.
Yeah, we get too many of those like sequelized spoofs, like not another teen movie.
Half of the then current and Living Color cast was present in the movie too.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good thing because in Living Color was
I love that show.
Yeah,
yeah, it was good. That was a good movie, but last sequel, like I said, they get the like the first Scary Movie was good, but then they kept making scary movies. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And just we don't get enough good spoofs anymore.
Yeah, we don't, man.
I mean, Blazing Saddles, Airplane,
Naked Gun.
I'm gonna get you, sucker. The Naked Gun trilogy. Yeah. All of the Naked Gun movies were good.
Minus
that's
OJ.
One of the rare ones that was good.
Yeah, there were. There
don't
were some
say
good
minus.
Ones.
Don't you dare.
What?
Those were good.
Yeah, they were good, man. I liked minus OJ. You know, a little less OJ.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, that sucks. He was pretty perfect for the part. It was a moron, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
just like Trump, the only way he was able to get anything done is because he hired people smarter than him.
And he doesn't even get shit done. Oh, you know another...
No, I meant getting elected.
Oh, I gotcha.
By hiring people smarter than him for the most
part. Yeah, a Sweeto of the Week, finally Scott Pruitt resigned. I don't know if you got... if you saw that. But that... I mean, that's long overdue. That guy was wasting taxpayer money at a rate that I don't think we've ever seen.
Yeah, but I still think it's bullshit that we have to basically harass him out of his position.
No, I don't. I think that's
he should be in jail as well.
Yeah,
I
agree. Well, there's still investigations going on, so we probably haven't seen the last of his punishment. I think we will get justice when it comes to Pruitt. Trump is the one I go back and forth on. I really don't know. I really don't know because I don't know if you saw this, but he's putting together like a sort of like an executive order where he can just impose, like the president can impose tariffs without congressional support or anything, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. And that, to me, that sounds very autocratic, very dictator.
See, he can try, like he can say that he's doing that, but it's not true. He can't. There's nothing that, I mean, people can do things to stop him, but the fact that he's doing it in the first place is what just really pisses me off.
Yeah.
To begin
well,
with.
Republicans don't have a spine.
I can't believe anybody would support this. And his whole, like, be patient, good things will come, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't have to worry about what's going to happen in between your so-called good things happening. So I'm guessing you're going to get, like, a 1% or 2% increase in some sort of export number.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
This isn't going to be some major big game change like he's saying it's going to be.
Yeah.
He's fucking up the economy for his own goddamn ego.
Yeah. Well, you're right, and you know, he's also anti-woman too. Like,
there's no question about that.
Yeah,
no question.
Yeah, it's sad.
And he's just such a piece of shit. I can't stand him.
Yeah,
he's so fucking stupid.
Yeah, you know, as sad as this is, like Hillary probably would have been better. But not by much, but still. Like,
she wouldn't have been doing this. She would not have started a trade war.
No.
You can say a lot of things about the Clintons.
Would she have locked kids
fan.
Up, though?
I don't – well, see, that's the thing is kids were getting locked up if they came separately or if they came with – because there is a problem with trafficking. Like, we do have people trying to traffic and using kids as, like –
I don't think she would have tried to ban transgenders,
though. It's not as bad as what...
Right, but it would never have come to her saying, like, this is a policy, like, we're separating kids. That would have never happened.
Yeah, I think that's...
That would have never happened with anybody else.
Anybody,
period.
Yeah, I totally agree. I don't know. I hope that I don't know. I hope more people rally against this shit and put pressure. And you know, the midterms are coming up, and it's a good chance. I was heartened by last week. I talked about Cortez Ocasio-Cortez. She, to me, that's the new face of the Democrats. I can't stand Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and all those fucking establishment.
These guys keep getting elected and elected and elected. Yes. And keep back. Like,
yeah, and you know what?
She's in her 70s. Like, it's, you are not in touch with the rest of the world. You're not.
And they're multimillionaires, you know, with all the lobbying money and all that type of stuff. So they don't know what it's like. You know, that's why I find it kind of weird that when Trump does these rallies, his supporters are like the you know, like the good old boys, like the people in the Midwest and you know, that like the farmers. And
there's a lot of Trump support around in Ohio.
It's so weird why people still support that shit. But whatever.
It's because they don't believe the lies, and when the lies that get proven fact, they say, "Well, the Democrats just do worse."
Yeah, and you know what?
They're damn it, which actually brings up something that pissed me off a little earlier. But go ahead and Frank yourself.
I was gonna say, fuck the Democrats too. They could be doing a lot more. You know,
and that's what I was saying. Like, there's no organized opposition to Trump right now, which just blows my mind.
Yeah. Well, the Republicans don't care because they're getting everything they want, you know. And the Democrats don't give a shit because they just don't give a shit, and they're afraid to even talk impeachment. You know, if I was a Democrat right now, I'd be on CNN and anybody else, MSNBC, Fox, whatever, saying it's time to impeach. It really is. It's time. Like, this guy is dangerous to everybody. He's a danger to this country. He's a danger to other countries. And I don't understand why the Republicans aren't.
He's a danger to common sense.
Yes. It's just common sense. Exactly. I didn't have very much else, Guy. Let's end the show kind of early today.
Well, I wanted to I also want to bring up something else. Reading an article that made me a little. Well, first, before we. There's something else I wanted to say about a game, kind of completely off the news topic, so remind me after I get in this. But there was an article I read today, earlier in the week, where it was a liberal article, and it was blasting Susan Sarandon for being out there protesting against his policies and stuff about the separating kids at the border and getting arrested. Mm-hmm. And the article was just like, and this is from a liberal paper, like, well, how dare her, like, this is all her fault because she voted for Jill Stein and shit like that. And like the fact that she still refuses to say that Hillary was the best choice and that this is her fault. Like, no.
Yeah.
How in the hell are you blaming her for Trump?
Yep.
Are you fucking kidding me? This is why he won. It's because of shit like this.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Brake. You bring up a good point. People like Susan Sarandon are more progressive, right? When I say progressive, they're more left than left. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they blame people for voting for a third party candidate, like.
And it's been proven that if Hillary got all of Jill Stein's votes, she still wouldn't have won.
Yeah, yeah.
This article is.
You're talking about electoral, right?
Yeah, the electoral college.
We're not talking about the electoral. We're talking about the votes.
Yeah, the votes. Yeah.
He got people smart enough to understand electoral college. He hired people smart enough to understand the electoral college.
Yeah.
Better than really anybody else, and he was able to game that system. So.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean,
but they're talking about like Hillary's votes, people voted for Jill Stein, made him lose. Well, for one thing, she got more votes anyway, and even with the votes and her electoral support, it still wasn't enough.
Yeah. Well,
so to blame anybody who voted for a third party is absolutely ridiculous.
You know what the problem is, Break? The problem is they put out the worst possible Democrat to go against Trump that you could have possibly imagined.
It was because they anointed her a long time ago. Yeah. Barack Obama was a surprise to them, surprise to the Democratic Party. Because really when Barack started, he was a senator and nobody expected anything of him. But he started a grassroots movement that just couldn't be beat.
Yeah.
He went out and did the stuff that Hillary wouldn't do, which was go to places where he's not – where he doesn't know for sure if he was going to win or not, which is what Trump did too.
Yeah.
Hillary went to the places where she knew for sure she was going to win, and only the big towns and stuff like that. You know,
should have been.
She wouldn't
opposite.
Go to small town America.
Yeah. No, you're right, man. And by the way, the Democrats screwed Bernie in the primaries. Mm-hmm. Bernie made up a 60-point difference. And they set the rules to where he couldn't win. They rigged.
Well, yeah, like I said, they kind of anointed her long ago because they'd originally planned for her to win that election, win the primaries.
Yeah.
Against Obama, but Obama came out of nowhere and was just such too much of a force. And at that point, she even ceded to him.
Yeah.
So and I guess the kind of the their theory was, well, okay, well, next time we'll run Hillary then.
Did you guys see, like, who Michael Cohen hired as his new lawyer?
Oh, I did. I forget already,
It was the guy who's real good friends with Hillary Clinton. His name is Lanny Davis, I believe. He's the biggest Hillary Clinton supporter that you can reach. So I kind of took it as a dig at Trump, like fuck you, you know.
Yeah.
And the shit that he's saying about, you know, his family and country first. He should have thought about the country shit before. He's such a he's wretched. Michael Cohen's wretched. They're all wretched.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you, when these guys, money and power, they get it. Yeah. And I say guys, but I mean it's women, men. It's if you give a transgender person a lot of money and a lot of power, it's going to corrupt them.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And you've said a billion times, we need to get money out of politics.
Money out of politics is like, I mean, I think that's what one of the platforms that Cortez Ocasio is running on. Is getting money out of politics. And I can't agree with that any more than what I do. To me, that solves a good majority of the problems. I'm not saying you can't drum up money for campaigns and stuff like that, because I always get that from people. Like they say, well, that's not possible because how are you going to run a campaign? You can get small donations. Run on you, not the fact that of how much money you can get, you know?
Yeah, like what we said, top the donation at $50 or something like that.
Yeah, something
the
like that. That would be perfect.
Anybody can give, period.
And how about like not allowing corporations to have any influence? How about that? How about corporations have zero – they cannot donate to anybody's campaign. I mean what would be the problem with that? You know,
actually, you know what I think would be funny is if we topped their donation at $20. That way, like me or you could donate $50, and they only donate $20, and we will look. IBM only gave you $20. I gave you $50.
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah. How about that?
I'm just saying that'd be funny. I'm not saying we do it.
I know.
Funny.
I know. I honestly think they should not be allowed. And then if you're, what's wrong with the $50 cap? On donations, you know, and no way of getting around, no dark money, no outside foreign influence of money, none of that shit. And how about we redo the electoral college too? The electoral college is outdated and doesn't work. We've had who was it? Al Gore.
I agree. Like that, it needs to be updated. We don't need to go get away from it though. I'm just saying we don't need to get rid of it.
I think we do because The Electoral College, as it
stands...
Well,
it was designed for specific reasons, which are still... Which can still be valid. It's
yeah,
to stop people from gaming a system, but the problem is it was given way too much power, and it was able to be gamed.
I understand, but here's the problem that I have with it. Somebody's vote in, like, rural Kansas matters more than somebody in California, like Los Angeles. You know what I mean? Like, you can have all of Los Angeles, and it could equal, a way less population state. And it to me, it's sickening. I hate the
electoral. And like I said, I agree that it's broken now. It needs to be fixed.
Yeah, it needs to be updated. Look, we got to go, guys. I got to finish this painting and this game called Painting. But let's do our plugs. Eric, plugs.
So what's the boss like? Have you seen the boss?
I have not seen the boss. I'm almost at the boss. Next week I'll give you an update on the boss. Mm. Eric.
I mean, if you survive, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm about dead.
No show next week if you didn't survive.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. That reminds me. Episode 500, we're going to be giving away gift cards. Still nobody has come up with a great title to... my medieval Mexican movie that
Definitely send us tweets. We haven't got the medieval Mexican movie. We haven't got a title for that. We haven't got Would You Rathers yet.
Yeah, no Would You Rathers. Yeah, nothing. All right, Eric.
There's only the other thing we have is who got most exiled.
Yeah.
So we only got three of them, and what do we have, like a few more, I think?
Yeah. See, if Wyland... If this was episode 500 and Wyland was the only one in chat, he'd be getting a good $70 worth of gift cards, you know? So, got to be in chat. All right, break your plugs, please.
Spectrum Internet Service.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And you can follow me at break_man on Twitter and at RPGrinders, which... Please send me your Would You Rathers and your medieval Mexican movie titles.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that's it.
All right. Eric, your plugs, please.
You can find me on sites I've written for, like BostonBestBrigade.com, TotalEGN.com. I've got the revision for the East 8 for Switch update on there now. It's basically just the old review but with some extra input. But there's also VogNetwork.com and AusGamers.com. But I also want to plug a fan project in the Dragon Ball community called Dragon Ball R&R, which is based on a what-if scenario that Mazuko X, who is the voice actor for Goku and a couple other characters on Dragon Ball Bridge, or Dragon Ball Z Bridge, he's working together with helping people to do basically an animated manga.
All right.
Which is a what if scenario that has Raditz become a good guy and now he has a family and it's post Buu saga and it's gonna go into the super stuff. So
okay,
it's high quality. It looks very well done.
And it's like it's not just it's an anime manga because like it's technically the manga panels but they're being voice acted.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Eric?
But you can also follow me on Twitter, and there's my YouTube channel, Funny T-Man, where I got I have yet to upload it, but I did do a video review of the pistachio thin Oreos.
Ooh, sounds good. We'll look forward to that review.
It kind of reminds me of the maca Oreos that I tried a while back.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Eric?
No, that's it, actually. Right. Twitter, Erica RPG.
All right. You can follow me on Twitter, at Frank Branches. You can also follow the show on Twitter, at RP Grinders. Send Break some comments. As we said, we're barreling towards episode 500.
Oh, wait. There is one more plug.
Go ahead, Eric.
I want to plug me and Break's Mega Man Road to Mega Man 11 podcast where we're going to do retrospectives on the classic Mega Man line.
Oh, awesome. That'd be really cool.
We should get started with that, like maybe Monday.
That'd be awesome.
Or Tuesday, sometime that week, whenever you're available, break.
Really, after 500. What is 500? That's,
It's three...
That's 27th, so you're saying we should probably start on, like, July 30th, 31st, and...
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, episode 500... Okay. Episode 500 is going to be fun.
That's a good idea. I like that, yeah.
Yeah, make sure you're in chat on either YouTube or preferably Twitch. That's where everybody usually goes. They go to Twitch. We're going to be giving away $10 gift cards. I have an Avengers coin that I'm going to give away. It's going to be a fun time. I don't know. We might not have a ton of news that day, but, we'll see. You know, and we'll just talk about, you know, past however many fucking years we've been doing this. Break, I think you've been on for what, 7?
Couple months, yeah. 7 months, I think.
Eric's been on for 8, 9, I think. I've been doing this for over 10 years.
It'll be 9.
Yeah. So it'll be a fun time. I'll, you know, talk about some stuff. Stuff. Oh, and thanks to Wyland for being the only chatter this week. I saw a couple other people in there. You know, it's really weird.
Maybe everybody's watching this Ant-Man movie.
Yeah, probably. It's really weird. Commander Root is in chat now every week, but never says anything. Land Fusion was in chat, but didn't say anything. What's up, Land Fusion? All right, Wyland, thanks a bunch for joining us this week. We really appreciate it, and that's about it. On to the boss called Painting. Anyways, later, everybody. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week and for episode 500 coming up in, 3 weeks, guys? Thank you guys so much.
July 27th.
Yeah. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back next week. Until then, we are out. Later.